Face to face, Michael meets his accuser's mother.
The mother of Jackson's 12-year-old accuser is testifying in court. So Jackson's put in a last-minute request to be present, even though he doesn't have to be there. Since there wasn't a lot of notice, only the hardcore fans were able to make it. Lisa is the most active of the American contingent.
God, we know that you represent the truth. And we know that Satan is the father of lies. So I say, Satan, get out of that courtroom. I rebuke you, Satan, right now. Get out of that courtroom. All lies, out of that courtroom. We all know the truth that Michael's innocent of all of these charges. God, make Michael proven 100% innocent once and for all now. Yes?
Yes. Jackson's due out of court any minute. And Danny's just had some good news about his anti-Bashir jacket, which he's hoping will help him get Jackson's attention.
I just spoke to Michael Bush, Michael's tailor, like designer behind us. He said Michael's wearing my jacket this morning. And he said, you know how some of these Van Montes are coming off? And he said some of the letters came loose as well. He said he got a call from Michael's office. He said this guy right behind us in the white jacket, he repaired all of my jacket. He sewed, he stitched all the writing on. He put all the Van Montes back on. Michael wanted it all crisp. And he was just wearing it this morning. That's the last time he wore it. He said he's wearing it more or less every day.
At 1 p.m., Jackson leaves the court. The 300 fans have been waiting up to 17 hours to see him, and they're each desperate for their idol to notice them. But Danny's hoping that by staying on the edge of the crowd, that Jackson will notice the jacket and him. Annika thinks they saw Jackson gesture to follow him. So they're off to try to meet him at Neverland.
Come on! Just get onto that freeway, we can catch him up.
Man, he pointed at my jacket. Man, I went right up and I was going, Michael, the jacket. He was going like this and he was going like this.
Michael came in busting his white suit looking gorgeous and he just came in like walking, you know, like he's like, I've got nothing to hide like this. He's so funny.